first of all, this is an exciting time for our organization. A lot of positive energy in our building, obviously with John Dorsey and our personnel staff being there, because we truly believe we have an opportunity to truly impact our football team, the organization, this draft, having six, thank you, having six of the first 65 picks is going to be a huge opportunity for us to move forward. And again, our organization is working hard each and every day, excited about this chance, this opportunity. And I truly believe we're going to take we're going to make this opportunity work. It's what we got to do. So what do you guys have? I've, you know, obviously it's a process to that. I've seen them all, you know, but obviously this is another opportunity starting now at the combine to get a chance to talk to them, to get a feel for them a little bit more. I think it's too early in the process to really talk about where they are, where they rank or anything like that. But I think, you know, obviously this is really the start of it, and you'll work through the combine, work through the pro days, the private workouts and all those things, and we'll get to know them more, you know, as we go through this process.
To this point, is there anything different this year under Dorsey and you as opposed to the previous regime?
Well,
as far as your interaction with the processes?
Well, I really don't want to get into comparing regimes or anything like that, but I think, you know, I'm excited about John being in the building. I'm excited about what we do each and every day to try to get this football team better and headed in the right direction. Well, I think it's going to be a collaborative effort, you know, by us all, through the personnel department with John, through the coaching staff. You know, we have a new coordinator in Todd Haley. We have a new quarterback coach in Kenny Zampezi. So I think we'll all have input. But at the end of the day, I'm sure me and John will sit down and put our heads together on what's best, you know, for our organization. Well, I think it, you know, obviously having Kenny there and me and him going through that before will be an experience, that, like you said, that we've had before. But again, I think John has had a tremendous amount of experience of dealing with quarterbacks and putting the good guys on the team and when we play them and when we don't play them. So we'll take all of that stuff into account, you know, as we go through this. Again, we haven't made any decision about who's going to be first, second, or any of that. I think it's too soon. But again, we'll use all of our experience, John's experience, my experience, Kenny's MP, Todd Haley's experience, to make the best decision for us. I'm sorry? Would we have to? I would hope not. You know, I would hope there's other things. There's going to be other opportunities, as we all know. You know, we have free agency right upon us as well. We also have opportunities of the quarterbacks that are on our football team right now. So, again, we just got to see how it all fits as we move forward. Yeah, I don't want to comment on that at this point. Well, I think the most important part is being able to sit in front of them and talk to them, because you haven't been able to do that. You know, I think it's really about getting to know them as people, you know, and be able to dig into all the medical things that you need to, but be able to have them, be able to really put a face with a name, you know, have them sit before you, ask them questions that you've probably always wanted to ask, you know, since you know these are the quarterbacks that are coming out. So I think that's the question we'll get answered this week.
When you're quoted as saying you like quarterback 6'2" or tough,
right.
You know, now it's an absolute.
Uh-huh.
But can you get away from it? What if you like bigger?
There's always outliers, right? Yeah, I did say that, but there's always guys who, I mean, there's still guys in the league that are playing that are below 6'2" and have played really well. So there's always that one player that's going to be special, and this young man may be that, but we don't know that yet. So we'll find out as we go.
Are there other benchmarks like that for you besides the 6'2"? Is there a speed benchmark, a weight benchmark?
Well, I think it all goes into the system that you want to try to play. You know, and I think myself and Todd, I think we're united in understanding that there's a certain characteristics we want our quarterback to have, and we'll work through those things. But I think it's too early to talk about exactly what all those are. You know, you say benchmarks. I mean, obviously you guys know I like hand size. I like guys that are athletic, all of that. But it's still got to fit in what you're trying to accomplish on offense. I want a 10, you know.
contact with Joe Thomas, and you guys have a timeline about when you'd like a decision to be made?
Yes, I've talked to Joe Thomas several times, and I think Joe is going to make a decision hopefully fairly soon here. But again, it's on his time. You know, Joe has been a tremendous Cleveland Brown and has done everything and anything we've asked of him. So I think it's only right that we give him the opportunity to work through this and make the best decision for him. Am I alarmed by it? No, I've seen him putting it back on now here recently. But, no, he's Joe. He knows how to get himself ready to play if he decides to play. And for us as an organization, we're going to do everything we can to be prepared whether he plays or he doesn't play. And I think that's what our responsibility is. I don't. Yeah, we do, and I think we will. You know, I think he will. I think he understands that too, and that because he wants the best for the organization as well. So I think he'll come out and let us know here fairly soon about what he wants to do.
Josh Rosen, there's a report at the end of the season that he was hesitant for you guys to draft him, and then yesterday he said, "No, that was never true." What do you need to hear from him when you sit down with him and convince you that he's good with you guys?
Well, I think there's always reports. You know, last year with Myles Garrett, we had that kind of report. So I don't think we play into any of that. You know, I think we'll sit and talk with the player. Obviously, we'll ask him that question, and he'll be able to answer it. But I don't get concerned about those things, and because sometimes things get written that players don't say.
Here last year, you took a non-quarterback number one. What special player would merit that the second year in a row?
Well, I think you said it. He's a special player. We truly believe that Myles Garrett is a special player, and he's going to be a great player for the organization, for the Cleveland Browns. So if there's another player like that and we think he's better than the quarterback position, then we'll have to consider that. But I think there's some fine quarterbacks in this year's draft. You know, there's four or five guys that everybody's talking about, and we're going to sort through that and see what's best.
If you go back to Rosen for a second, I know you said you take off the reports. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's comfort, but again, you know, as you know, this is the National Football League. We get to draft them, you know, and we're going to have those conversations with these young men about things that are said. There's no question about that. But it does feel good to know that that was not the report that came from him. That was not something that he said, and he corrected that.
With him specifically, there's like, you know, personality. When you read about him, mm-hmm.
I think we want to talk to him about everything. I just, you know, all the things you've talked about and the things that we have questions about. So we'll find out all as we go through this process.
How much when a quarterback doesn't meet your
mm-hmm. Can he play? You know, at the end of the day, I think we know that's what it all comes down to. You have to have a starting point, right? You know, you want a guy to be this tall. You want a guy to be this big. You want a guy to have this kind of hand size. But at the end of the day, can the guy play the position? You know, everybody has a prototype that they want. But there's always, like I said earlier, there's outliers to all of this.
Do you bother if a guy like Sam doesn't throw?
No, I mean, again, you know, Sam's making the decision. We wish he would throw, like to see him throw. But at the same time, there's going to be other time to have an opportunity to watch him work out and do those things. But, again, do I wish he was throwing here this weekend? Yes, I do. To watch him compete with the other guys. But at the same time, that's not going to hinder us making a decision about what kind of player he is for our football team.
Can you figure out in these 15-minute meetings, there's always this phrase of you can tell if a guy loves football or they love what football does for them.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been your experience you're pretty dead on when you know one or the other? Can you figure that out?
I think you can. I think you know. I think the guys who are passionate about playing football and wanting to be one of the best in this league, it shows. Obviously, there's still work to be done that way, but that's the starting point. You start to really get a feel for how important football is to a player.
How troubling are the turnovers for Darnold, and do you have to either sit down with him or watch a film to figure out where those come from and if they can be fixed?
Again, we're going to always look at all of those things, as you know. I think a quarterback, you know, there's all kind of different variables that a guy's had to deal with, you know, players leaving, systems, all kind of things. So we just have to sort through it all to understand it, and we will. We'll dig into that and understand why those things happen, and we'll give the player an opportunity to explain to us why they happen.
When you look at 21 fumbles and 27 fumbles, do you want to see that?
That's not fair.
But do you want to see the hand size to
see if that's an issue?
Yeah, I mean, you got to see where that's coming from. You know, is it because the guy's not protecting the ball? You know, maybe somebody's hitting him on the arm. Maybe it's his grip. There could be a lot of different reasons why those things are happening. But, again, as you just mentioned, there's something we have to find out about.
How well did you get to know Baker?
I didn't spend a lot of time with him. No, I didn't. So I'm looking forward. This is going to be my first exposure to him personally here at the Combine.
Is he a guy you need to get comfortable with? I mean, there's a lot of stories about his personality and his off-the-field stuff. Do you kind of need to reconcile that with yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, not just him, but all the guys that are here. You know, we need to get comfortable with and understand them better that way on the field and off the field. But I think we're all still working through that. You know, I think, you know, all those things are very fluid. You know, who you want might not be there. You know, it's just part of the process. That's how this works. Well, I think it still goes back to our process, you know, and what we think is best for our football team and where the player fits and what our needs are. You know, I still think that's part of it. Obviously, he's a tremendous football player. He's had a tremendous career. And, again, just like him and every player that's here, you know, that we feel is worthy of that pick, that early pick, we're going to dive into them and dig into them and make sure we understand them as well as we can and how do they fit to help us win here at the Cleveland Browns.
I know you don't want to talk about AJ, but you get a report with very small numbers. How do you evaluate him? How do you evaluate
him? Well, I think it's you look at system, you look where they come from. Who do they play for? I think there's a lot of different other variables that you can look at. And then, obviously, it's projecting, you know, as you said. You know, can a guy come in and play for you and do the things that you need him to do to help you win? And I think it's you have to go through all of those different scenarios and play them all out to see what fits for you.
Coach, what are your thoughts about the overall depth of this quarterback class? Is it as deep as it's being given credit for?
It looks that way. You know, you'll never know until you – go through it all and understand all the potential players that are there, but there's quite a few quarterbacks that we feel are going to be really good players in the National Football League.
Josh Allen with a 56.2% completion percentage in college and accuracy questions, does that give you pause about him?
I think all that's too early. I think we're going to find out about why it was 56.2%. You know, I think that's what you have to do. I think that's why we're here, you know, at the Combine, and that's what we'll be doing over the next month or two is to find out why those things are happening. And, again, have the player give us an opportunity to get an understanding from him and for us to keep digging into these things.
You just haven't thought through what you went through with Deshaun last year. Is the goal to draft a quarterback, sign a free agent, sit in the
I think we want to do what we feel is best for our organization. If that's what's best, then that's what we'll do. Do we need to continue to add quarterbacks to our football team? Yes, we do. And I think we'll do that. But, again, it's got to be the right fit, the right player for us.
You see, when you look at Allen, he's big. One of those guys that's in the division. Huge arm. But then just talking about the accuracy, it's a big question. Do you see similarities between him and Kaiser that way?
Right. Again, I don't want to compare players, but again, we'll find out more about Josh while being here. But he's a big guy with a big arm, talented. And again, we'll find out more about him, about why certain things have happened the way they have.
What stands out about Minkah Fitzpatrick? Do you think he can play corner or safety?
He has the ability to play both. Again, you put him in your system and see where the best fit is for him within your system. But he's a very talented player. There's no question that he can play both positions.
Have you seen enough that he can play outside?
He can play outside. Yes, he can. Well, we haven't worked with him or talked to him or any of those things. He's not on our football team. So I think that's the most important thing. Let's see where this all goes. And if he's a Cleveland Brown, believe me, we'll have the right spot for him to play for us.
A couple more?
There was a stretch a couple of years ago where the league went 2 years in a row without drafting a running back in the first round. But over the last couple of years with some of the success that some of these running backs have had, is that position starting to move back up in your eyes? I know you've always
Yes, I think it is. I mean, I think having a very good runner is important to an offensive football team and to a team in general. You know, you get to kind of dictate the game. There's been some fine players that have come out the last couple of years, and I think that's what it is. You know, this all changes from year to year, you know, and so, again, here's an opportunity. I think the running back class is strong, obviously spearheaded by Barkley. I mean, but at the same time, there's a lot of other really good players in this draft that are running backs. Well, I think that's kind of the way you want your room set up. You know, you want a guy who's been a veteran player that's played the National Football League, that's had a chance to win. You love to have a young player that you're developing, maybe two of those kind of players in your room. And again, normally the veteran is somebody that those players can learn from, to learn the National Football League so they can understand what the rigors are when they're ready to play. You know, the veteran kind of moves on. That's what you hope to have. I just think that's a really good room. Sometimes you can't get that. Sometimes you don't have that. So you have to make do with what you have.
Josh Gordon, at the end of the season, he's in a pretty good place. He had a pretty good last week. Have you had conversations with him in the offseason? And if so, what do you see?
Josh has been great. Josh has been outstanding. He's having a really good offseason. I've just got to continue to do so and continue to do the right thing. But I truly believe that Josh Gordon is going to have a great year for us.
But has he been away?
Yes, he has. Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody will be here, you know, at their, you know, at the right times for them. Absolutely. I'm sorry?
Is it just a formality that you guys are going to tender Gordon that exclusive rights?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. No doubt. Oh, I'm going in. When? Everybody wants to know when. I'm going to plan that here pretty soon. I just, again, we've had so much going on, doing so many different things, but I am definitely jumping in the lake. That's not going to change.
Is that going to be a charity?
Yes, it will be. It will be tied to our foundation. The Hugh Jackson Foundation, and hopefully I can get the whole organization to go jump in with me. You know, it's going to be a cleansing of the Cleveland Browns. That's what it will be.